Joining us live from Little Rock is Sheriff John Montgomery, and Heather Loftus joins us live in the studio this morning.
Sheriff, good morning. How's Little Rock treating you?
Well, it's doing well. It's actually raining at the moment, and everything is pretty well covered with ice, sidewalks, etc. So they got a lot more ice down here than we did.
They're having a time with it down there. I saw a video last week of a courthouse in Benton collapsing.
Yeah, it's a mess down here. The main roads are clear, but anything off the main roads is still covered.
Did they have school today?
Actually, I don't know the answer to that.
We'll have to launch an investigative report. Tell us about the conference. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's the Sheriff's Office or Sheriff's Association has two conferences a year, and this is the winter conference. And so we do a lot of training at this conference. In fact, I stepped out of a training session. I'll step back in after this call, and we're talking about basically training and how to handle inmates and some of the different laws that's changed, and just again, we call it jail track training, but it's very valuable and for us, and of course training goes on all the time for us. It never stops.
What are some of the biggest takeaways that you think you can take away from this conference and bring back to the Sheriff's Department?
Well, one of the biggest things, and of course, some of the new innovations that we're looking at and that's being discussed, and just being able to network with some of the other sheriffs and jail administrators to see, because we all may have a jail, so to speak, every county is different. Every jail's handled different, and it's got to be, you've got to mold it to your county that you live in and the type of inmates, et cetera. And so I think for here, one of the biggest things that I've been able to take away is just talking about the medical, some of the medical advancements and how to again, be better stewards of taxpayers' money, at the same time making sure the inmates are cared for.
What else is going on in the Sheriff's Department these days?
Well, of course, we've been busy with all the weather, that we've had. And I'll tell you, I'm really, really, really proud of our deputies, because one of the things that's so incredible, and we get, I don't know how many phone calls and emails we got from people, that deputy stopped and helped an elderly couple shovel their driveway or delivering prescription medications when the weather was bad. And we get those all the time, and I'm just so proud of our staff, because you don't have to tell them to do it. They care, and they care about their community, and they want to step up and help the people.
How long have y'all been doing that, doing the prescription deliveries for those that can't get out?
I can't really say whether they did it before I took office, but we've done it ever since I've taken office. So I don't know if they did that before or not, but that's something that we have done. And again, I'm real happy to be able to provide that service for a couple reasons. Number one, if you can't get out, you're elderly, it helps us, help you get that medication that you need. But two, it actually keeps you off the road. So we would rather do that and let you stay home and stay safe. So it's just a service we provide, and we're very happy to do it.
Forgive me for, I'm not recalling the name of the program off the top of my head, but the service that y'all just started a few months ago where you could check on elderly individuals?
Yes, Confirm OK.
Yes, sir.
That has been a great, great service. We've had a lot of people sign up for it, a lot of inquiries. So the way that program works, if you, live alone, elderly, or, maybe you're disabled, what you can do is sign up. It's a free service. And so you can either come to the sheriff's office or we'll come to your home. We sign you up, and an automated call will come to you, and you decide. You want it to come to you once a day, twice a day, every other day, and you pick the time of day. And so your phone will ring, and you pick it up, and there will be actually it's my voice that'll ask you if you're okay. And if you are, you press the number 1 and the pound sign, and you're good. If you don't respond, 5 minutes later it will call you and try again. If you still don't respond, it'll try a third time. And if you still don't respond, we will dispatch a deputy to your home to check on you and make sure that you're okay. Now, you know, let's face it, unfortunately, people fall, and sometimes the elderly fall and will be in the floor for days, and they, you know, need medical attention. Sometimes it's even worse. And so this Confirm OK has been a huge success. It's a free service. So we can't sign somebody else up. The person that wants to get it has to agree to do it themselves. But if you've got someone that you know lives alone, get a hold of us. We'll get you the information so they can check on it.
Any of your fellow sheriffs ask about the work that your department has done for scammers?
That has been a hot topic, especially in some of the luncheons and whatever that we've done here. And Carroll County just finished a big program with Trilogy Media. And very successful. And that was a result of our success that we had in Baxter County, and Carroll County just finished up, I think last week, a huge thing, made several arrests. A lot of bank account numbers have been seized by Homeland Security, et cetera. So very, very pleased. And we're going to continue our effort to try to educate and inform the public on how to not become a victim of scams.
What's highest on your priority list the next few months, sir?
Well, that's a good question. I'll tell you one of the things that I'm just honored and proud is, if you go back, we had, and I know you remember, Lieutenant Terry Johnson retired from us about 4 years ago. And when he retired with about 35 years of service. And in our retirement system, you have to work 28 years to get full retirement. So we did some searching, and there had never been anyone. No one within the history of the sheriff's office had ever worked 28 years or more. And so Lieutenant Johnson was the first. Since then, we've had Lieutenant Rick Lucy, and we had Sergeant Ken Graham. They all three have retired with over 35 years of service. And we've got, I think there's like 7 or 8 more that has 28 in now. So for that longevity, it's a family type atmosphere. We care about each other, and we care about the community. And just to have that relationship and those employees, because that knowledge is crucial. I mean, we all have to be a rookie cop at times, but when you have an emergency, you want experience showing up to help you.
Will you be back for quorum court tonight?
I will be back. In fact, I actually have to present an award to someone at the noon luncheon, and after that luncheon's over, I'll be driving back and be there for quorum court.
Safe travels. We appreciate you taking time away from the Sheriff's Association to visit with us this morning.
And you bet. Watch out for those sidewalks, sir.
Oh, it is solid ice.